Our second feature this week is about a jibe made about cat ladies and is read by Sarah Wingate Gray.
Well, would you believe it? I found out that I have something in common with some of the world's most famous women, says Helen McDermott. They're the ones who rose up and responded to Donald Trump's sidekick, J.D. Vance, when he made that crack about leading Democrats being a bunch of childless cat ladies. One of these ladies turns out to be Taylor Swift. It's quite a revelation, Miss Swift and I sharing the same characteristics, apart from her being young, good-looking, influential, and worth a fortune. But there it is. When she signed her endorsement of Kamala Harris's bid to become president, she underlined it with the words, childless cat lady. The wretched Vance tried to wriggle off the hook, deflecting charges of misogyny by saying he was merely being sarcastic. I can quote him. The entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. How does it make sense that we've turned our country over to people who really don't have a direct stake in it? So, if you don't have any offspring, you're not much use in the world. What a stupid remark to make. And for many childless women, an extremely hurtful and offensive one. Childless, though, is not quite the same as child-free. I've mentioned in the past that it's been my choice not to have children. There's even a medical term for the likes of me and other women who've never had a child. It's nulliparous. It's not an especially catchy name, one I'd never heard of until I got a medical report a while ago. There are other names to choose from, such as barren, sterile, unfruitful, and infecund, to mention only a few in a charming selection. When I was much younger, I used to be asked on a frequent basis why I didn't have any children. People, including my mum, would say that I'd regret not having a child, and that a day would come when I'd feel unfulfilled and be lonely in my old age. I grew up in the 50s, when we were expected to get married and have babies. Forget about the career or if you actually wanted a child. I found the relentless questioning of my childless status pretty intrusive, and it used to make me angry. What if I'd been desperate to have a family and couldn't? There are many women I know who have been distraught about such a situation. Asking them about their childless state is just plain cruel. Having gone well past the age when I might be asked about having a child, I now get the question about grandchildren. Oh, you're missing out on so much. Over the years, my response to these personal remarks is to answer, no, I don't have any children, grandchildren. I'm perfectly fine as it is. But would it make you feel better if I did? Which brings me back to that cat lady's remark, the implication being that we are sad old biddies who believe a cat is a child substitute. Strangely, I am well aware of the difference and love all animals, be they cats or otherwise. I realise that none of them is a child. We have a rescue cat, just the one now, left behind when his previous owners moved away and simply abandoned him. He is lovely when he can be bothered with us, and we love him, but in no way is he a child substitute. Since the wretched Vance's comments appeared, quite a few childless cat ladies have been posting songs online. If Taylor Swift happens to see this, she could contribute to Kitty Ditty too. I'd be happy to join in.